103 degrees. Try to make it cooler in here. That's probably what you were doing.
Uh-huh. Stupid heat wave. It's so hot out there. Would you turn on the air conditioning?
It's on full blast.
Well, it's not enough. I'm too hot. What are you doing?
She's either cooling herself or eating your frozen pizzas. Probably both.
Get out of there. Oh, my God. You are eating my frozen pizza.
Now it's 104 degrees outside.
What's that thing?
My utopian city of the future. My project for Mr. Henning's class. The assignment he gave us.
So what is it I'm supposed to do, which we all know I'm not gonna?
Your assignment is to build a model of a perfect city. A city of the future that is efficient and promotes good old-fashioned community values.
Let me see that.
Ew.
Well, my pits are moist.
No thanks.
Hey, people! Look at what I got!
What you got?
It's a Norwegian air conditioner. Sako says it's insanely powerful.
We'll fire it up.
Hurry! Yeah, I'm sweating like a meatloaf here.
Okay.
Come on, look at it.
Okay. Let's see here. And then run the cool air all throughout the apartment.
Nice.
Doable.
Nice.
Llanos.
Awesome. This air is so great.
The best.
It's life-changing.
I know. Now I don't need this bag of ice in my pants.
Ew.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Not a problem for us.
Nope.
Because we got us a Norwegian air conditioner.
I love it. I swear I want to fly to Norwegia and thank everyone there personally.
That Gibby?
Nah, Sabrina.
Ooh.
Who's Sabrina?
Just Gibby's cousin.
Who's a girl that Freddie's in love with.
I barely know her.
You said you guys have been video chatting every night.
I've never met her in person.
Lucky her.
Whoa. She says it's over 90 degrees in her house.
Aw,
poor sweaty chick.
Hey, why don't you invite her over here?
Really? I can?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Better tell her to bring a blindfold.
A blindfold?
So she won't look at you and burst into flames and or tears. Carly, come rub my neck.
I gotta finish my project.
Freddie, come rub my neck.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Done! My room and now our whole apartment is a cool 71 degrees.
Ugh, why won't my little man stick to the sidewalk?
Hey, remember the time I got stuck to the sidewalk? And that panda bear started... Wait, that was a dream.
Hey, will somebody bring me a...
What happened?
Power went out.
What?
Yeah. It happens on crazy hot days like this when everyone in the whole city's using their air conditioners full blast.
But what about our Norwegian air conditioner?
It's not gonna work without electricity.
Wait, didn't you buy a portable generator last year for some sculpture you were working on?
Oh yeah, my electric lady!
Go get it!
I'll go get it!
Man, it's already getting hot in here again.
I know. My pits are getting moister.
Please don't smell your fingers.
You know I have to.
Oh.
Why wouldn't I be?
The power's out! Are you injured?
No.
Why are you wearing your building watch vest?
Because, dummy, we're in the middle of an emergency. This is the hottest day in Seattle in over 20 years, and we're having a power blackout.
Did you just call me a dummy?
I got it!
Awesome!
I'm Gwendo.
Oh, yeah!
What is that item?
It is a 15-kilowatt liquid propane generator with a 993cc ProGuard 35-horsepower V-twin engine. Yeah, I said all that.
Ugh, it's getting so hot in here.
Yeah, will you turn that thing on before my pits start growing mushrooms?
Okay, here we go. Ready? Hit it.
Oh my, this cool air is nice. Maybe I'll hang out here with you all. I'll go get a puzzle.
Hello, Lubert.
Marissa.
I suppose you're in.
What are you doing here?
My job. In the event of a power outage, I gotta check on everyone in the... Hey! How come you guys got power?
Because Spencer has a generator.
And a Norwegian air conditioner.
Well, you're not allowed to use those devices in your apartment.
Oh, come on, just let us use them.
Dude,
lube.
Well, I suppose I could let it slide if you let me hang out here in the nice, cool air.
Fine, you can hang here.
Hot biscuits!
What's that big sore on your foot?
I don't know, but it never heals.
I can't stand being down there with Lubert and his giant foot sore.
Why was he putting yogurt on it?
Maybe the yogurt keeps it from festering or something. All right, let's not focus on Lubert's wound. Let's be happy we have electricity and air conditioning and just get ready for the web show tonight.
Spencer. Hey, what's up?
Sabrina's here.
Really?
Yeah, you want her?
Yeah, send her up. Okay. Sabrina's here. She's coming upstairs.
This is gonna be good.
Sam, swear you'll be nice.
Oh, I'll swear.
Sam.
I'll be nice.
How do I look?
Good.
Stupid.
Ready?
Oh, hi!
She's very tall.
Wow, it's weird not seeing you in a little window on a computer screen. It's great to finally see all of you.
And that's all there is.
Right in here, everyone.
Mrs. Benson?
Here we go. Come along.
My children never call me.
I'm so sorry. Right in here.
Who are these people?
The elderly. They all live in this building.
Well, why are you bringing them in here?
Every apartment is nearly 100 degrees inside. Yours is the only one with air conditioning.
Why can't they go somewhere?
When temperatures get too high, the elderly will start to die.
Wow, that's a creepy rhyme.
Whoa, what up with the antique parade?
Who are all these people?
They live in this building. Mrs. Benson says they need to be kept cooler.
Hey, sir! No, there. Mr. Man, please don't touch my utopian society.
What?
I've worked very, very hard on this project for school, so please don't bother it.
I have angina!
You have what?
Angina means chest pains.
Oh, good. Well, not for you.
Hey, move!
One day you'll go.
Chuck!
Hi, Spencer. It's almost 100 degrees at our place.
No!
Come on, I know that you and Chuck have had some troubles.
Troubles? He's beaten me, and sprayed me, and slapped me, and violated me.
I was just a kid then. Come on, man.
No! You guys are just gonna have to go find somewhere else to...
Hey, none of the movie theaters have power. Oh, are we gonna hang out here?
No, Spencer...
Wait, who are you?
I'm Gia.
My daughter.
And you're Chuck's sister?
Uh-huh.
Chuck, there are cupcakes in the kitchen. Mr. Chambers, why don't you and Gia come in and enjoy the cool air?
Sure.
Thanks.
Hey, you. Can I have a turn at that?
Sure.
Thank you.
After you massage my neck. Yeah, get it good, old man.
So after my mom retired from professional basketball, my whole family moved to Seattle because my dad got a job.
Sabrina?
Yeah?
Would you, sit down and finish your story?
Oh, sure. There. Do you want to sit too?
Nope.
Whoa. Okay, we do not set glasses on my school project. A utopian society is not a coaster.
I went to law school for a little while, but I just knew that being an artist was the... Oh!
What was that?
Just wait here. Look, Chuck, I know you through this.
So, you want me to leave and take my hot sister with me?
Thank you for the cupcake. No worries. It was my fault for stepping in front of that cupcake. So, what were we... And I'm getting the door. Oh, hey.
Hi, Spencer. Marty Klemisch, apartment 7C.
Right.
Yeah, I wanted to return this whisk I borrowed from you.
I don't remember you borrowing...
Why don't I come inside?
Oh, wait, but I don't... Wait, Marty!
Hello, Spencer.
Oh, hi, Dr. Dresden. Look, I know your apartment
is... Allergies?
Allergies? They're gone. Don't you remember the pills you...
I'd better stay for a while, just to be sure.
Wait, I don't need you to... What's a whisk?
Spencer! Hey, there's way too many people.
I know. What do you want me to do?
Don't let anyone else in.
I won't. Look, we already have way too many people in here, so I can't...
Good job. This is really getting out of control.
I know, there's like 50 people here.
Okay, well, we gotta do something. People! Everyone! Okay, I realize that this is the only air-conditioned apartment in Seattle right now, but there's just too many people here. So I'm gonna have to ask at least 10 of you to leave right now.
Excuse me.
I blame myself.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hi, Griffin.
could we talk for a sec?
Sure. Freddy, keep an eye on my utopian society.
No worries. So, I hear your place has air conditioning.
Yeah, half the building's in there. I guess that's why you're here, for cool air.
Kinda.
Uh-huh.
But not for me. I brought my Pee-wee babies.
Oh my God.
Okay, look. They're really valuable, and if they get too hot or too cold, I mean, they could become misshapen.
Misshapen.
Yeah. So, can I keep them here until we get the power back?
Okay, tell you what.
Tell me.
I gotta do iCarly pretty soon with Sam and Freddy, and I have this school project in there that needs protection from all the people, and Spencer's busy, so he don't kiss me.
Sorry.
If I let you take your Pee-wee babies in there, will you guard my project?
Done deal.
Okay. My project's on the kitchen table.
Yeah, right behind you.
Yeah, we gotta start iCarly in about a half hour, so
ooh,
if you want...
can I watch you guys do the show?
Sure, if you wanna.
Hey, I brought you guys drinks.
Oh.
Oh. Thanks.
What is this?
Just a little drink I learned how to make at Camp Adam Up. If you don't like it, I can take my sister and leave.
No. I like it. I like it. Do you like soccer?
People up here too?
Hey, you guys can't be up here.
Relax, Benson. Move out of the way. Sup, girls? Little boy.
What are you doing?
Getting massaged. I'm giving people 1 minute of cool air for 10 minutes of neck rubbing.
I don't think it's a fair ratio.
Dude, we have to prep for the show.
I know what we have to. Hey, what happened to my cold air?
My cold air stopped too!
Easy, Angina!
Okay, let's go downstairs and check the air conditioner. Did I say to quit massaging?
But how do I,
Walk and rub, just walk and rub.
Hey, Spencer, is something wrong with the air conditioner? Griffin! What's going on?
I swapped out some of the air tubes to keep my Pee-wee babies chilled.
Where's my utopian society?
I'll put it on the floor over there.
The floor? What if someone steps on it? This place is full of elderlies.
I'm watching it. And I think my Pee-wee babies are a little more important than your fallopian city.
Dude, you need to quit obsessing over your dumb little play pretties.
You gotta get up.
You get up.
I am up.
Hey.
Oh, come on, man. You're sitting on my penguin.
You sit on it, Poxy.
You're taking the last fruit bar?
Yep.
Well, maybe I want it.
Yeah, I'm a doctor.
Give me that fruit bar.
Okay, no, look. Get fruit bar. Go there. I need that fruit bar.
What'd I do that was so bad? Just tell me.
My son fell down the stairs and hurt himself, and all you cared about was our dinner reservation.
We could have got married and had a better son! You popped my wart!
Grow a new one! You've got...
Hey, where's my sister?
Bathroom. What are you doing with my magazine?
Just reading it. Hey, there's a bug in your zipper.
A bug?
I'll get it.
Oh! Ah!
No!
I did not serve
money.
You give it to me. I am hungry. No, you can't.
Freddy, help me up on this thing.
Just lift me. I'm trying.
You're embarrassing me. Give me that back. And
a yellow too.
Yeah.
You at all?
All I did was a piece of...
Listen, everyone. I'll be the first to admit that Spencer and I weren't too psyched about having so many of you here in our apartment. But maybe it's not such a bad thing.
I'm pretty sure it's a bad thing.
We're all neighbors, and I bet most of us don't even know each other's first names. Isn't that sad? You see that big thing on the floor there? That's a model of a utopian society. My teacher wanted me to build it to show how in America we can have cities that are modern, but old-fashioned at the same time. The kind of America our grandparents lived in, where people knew their neighbors and cared about them. But here we all are. Together, as neighbors. Shouldn't we be using this as a chance to make friends? Yeah. To start really getting to know each other
and... The power's back on!
Carly.
Just get me down.
Hey, where's your bathroom?
Through there to the left.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm gonna have some iced tea. You want some?
Sure, that'd be great.
I think your speech was real nice.
Whatever.
Hey, you guys wanna go grab some dinner?
Can't. We gotta do it, Carly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Freddy's gonna get a ladder, climb up it, and try to kiss his new girly friend.
Sam.
She's just kinda tall. It's not like she's some gigantic monster.
Shh.
You want some lemon in your tea?
Sure.
All right.
Ow! Oh!
Angina.
Sam?
Carly?
Tell everyone to go to iCarly.com.
What? You're breaking up.
I said tell everyone to go to iCarly.com.
You're in love with iCarly.com?
No. Well, yes, but that's not what I said.
Hello?
Just tell everyone that there's lots of new videos.
New videos?
Yeah, and new blogs and photos and all kinds of awesome stuff at iCarly.com. Make sure everyone goes to iCarly.com.
Dude, you're breaking up.
I said tell everyone.